Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Leah's here. I was going to say Lindsay. Leah and Lindsay are both here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Did everyone have a nice weekend?
It wasn't bad.
Lindsay, are you okay? Like, I know you're not a Dodgers fan.
Oh, yesterday was such a perfect game seven in the World Series. Like, I'm very okay. I was not okay watching that game. I was like sitting here, like yelling at the TV, like, what are you doing? Like, Davey Roberts, I think you're gonna get fired.
It was quite the series.
Like, this guy has no rest. I was like, you have a fresh pitcher in your bullpen. What are you doing? It was fine. They won. It's crazy. This has been the craziest postseason.
So, the Blue Jays lost, right? Like, the Dodgers won?
Yes. In extra innings.
Again. Bonnie is not okay.
The ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth inning, they bring in a pitcher who started the game yesterday, pitched many innings yesterday, like the day before, brought him in the bottom of the ninth. The bases are loaded, and it's like, that's it. I was like, this is it. Like, I can't even watch because the Dodgers have just blown this with the stupidest call I've ever seen in my life. But no. It was fine.
All of their pitchers have to be super tired, though.
I don't even know. Like, what Yamamoto did in that game was incredible.
Just watching the, like, highlights and stuff, it was crazy.
It was crazy. This was some crazy baseball.
Jenny, did you watch any sports this weekend?
Good team. No, I did not.
No sports?
The football's on now.
I didn't
watch the Steelers game. We won. It was nice.
I didn't watch
Browns
any of this.
Browns are on a bye, but I'm a Lions
they would
fan
lose
now.
Anyway.
Somebody asked me what I did this weekend. Ask me.
Becky, what did you do this weekend,
Becky?
I got to do two really fun things. First thing is my friend Britt opened her romance bookstore with a brick and mortar store. She used to be a mobile store. Now she's brick and mortar. And I got to play bookstore sales associate all day yesterday. And I stood outside. We played this game because it's not a huge shop, so it's small. So we had lines and we had people standing outside. And
but very exciting that she had people standing outside.
Oh, so exciting. She was overwhelmed with how many people came in. But we were standing outside in the line, and I'm trying to entertain him, right? I'm like, tell me what was your last best read. And so then her husband comes out, and he's like, you guys should give Becky a scenario and ask her if she can name a book that said scenario might be in. And so then we played that game. That was a lot of fun. People were like, how do you know all this? I'm like, it's literally my job.
That's really funny, but exciting.
But it was exciting. It was really exciting to see because my community's it's not huge, it's smaller, but it was really exciting to see her succeed and people to come from all over.
I was trolling it on like social media yesterday, and there's a ton of positive feedback everywhere.
So it's Force Proximity Bookshop. She will be having online ordering, so you guys will be able to support her in her small shop online. I'll share all that out soon in our newsletter. But then the other thing I got to do, and this was so fun, you guys. So fun. We went to a murder mystery dinner last night. We took the Gunkles and my friend Chris and Mike. Mike went with me, and we went to murder mystery dinner. I was not the murderer. And neither was Mike.
Was that sad?
I was a little sad. And then at the end of the night, when you're supposed to like name the murderer, the whole night we've been teasing this one person. We're like, it was Sable. It was Sable. And then when we went to fill out our card, we said it was Peter Rye, the bread guy.
It was Sable, wasn't it?
It was Sable. My name was Clara Croissant. It was a brunch themed. Nice. It was a brunch themed murder mystery at a brunch restaurant.
What was Mike Burrier's name?
I don't remember what his name was. Anyway, it was so fun.
Fun.
I don't that get sounds to, fun. I mean, the immersive part like of it does not sound fun, but it does sound fun at the same time.
I just don't get to do stuff like that very often, so that was really fun for me. Like, I don't know. It'll probably be like a whole nother year before I get anybody else to want to do that with me.
Not that the Gunkles have anything to do with it.
Janellen says she's done one of those, and it was fun, but the clues were hard on the one she did. Nobody got it. Oh, people guessed it. It was so fun, though. It was so fun.
It makes me think of that Office episode where, like, the branch is closing. And they're like, there's a murder in Savannah.
I've never watched The Office.
It's a good episode. It's okay. Very funny.
Okie doke. Okay. So for today's episode, we're just going to get into this because who knows where we're going, right?
Hey, this was only 6 minutes. I feel like that's a record.
6 minutes of us just chatting about random stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, because there's stuff we have to talk about, and I'm sure someone has a rant at some point. And I have a question because I don't know what something is called.
Yeah, it's Lindsay. She's already like,
sure me.
Lindsay, are you revved up with a rant?
No, the FOMO has me all revved up on this topic.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Wait, what word do you not know?
Okay, well, I'll ask you in a minute. So we're diving into the topic every romance reader knows all too well, wanting all the pretty books while your bank account says maybe just one. Today we're talking about collector's editions, the book resale market, where to find deals, what to watch out for, how to score those limited editions without resorting to black market book trades. Kidding? Not kidding. And then one of the things we're also going to talk about is because I actually had this question. I've had this question recently from listeners, people at the bookshop. Why are we seeing so many sprayed edges on books right now? Like, why is that the trend right now? So we're going to talk about that. I also need to be very clear. Collecting books and reading books are two different hobbies.
Yes.
And I participate in both hobbies.
Yes.
Lindsay, how many of the hobbies do you participate in?
Definitely both.
Okay.
Not as much collecting as I would like.
Hence the FOMO.
I mean, Jenny collects on her floor her books.
Yeah, I do.
I just keep adding to the box stack. And also, I can point, and it's right here now, because I moved the boxes from the first floor upstairs, so they are one step closer to where they're supposed to be, but it's next to me now.
The people this weekend, we were setting up the bookshop earlier this last week, and I was like, oh, you know what, I think I have a copy of that in a tub under my bed, and they're like, you have a tub of books under your bed? I'm like, I have more than one tub of books under my bed. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, but
I don't have space to display them.
I have bookshelves in my office. I have bookshelves in my family room. I have bookshelves in my bedroom. I don't know where else I'm supposed to put bookshelves.
I mean, you'll have bookshelves in the basement eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, in my old house when we moved, I apparently had used beneath the sink for lesser important books. It was a very small house, but I had like, I don't know, I never went under the sink. So when we moved, I was like, I don't actually want any of these books. Like, why did I not
just that's why they were under the sink?
Yeah.
Not going to lie, the ones under the bed are ones that I have extras of or that I bought copies too many times.
Need to sell.
Right. Or that I need to sell or whatever. Susie says my spare bedroom has multiple shelves. I mean, Mike's going to have to build more shelves because I'm running out of space. It's a real problem. Okay, so let's talk about some of the different wording and verbiage we'll be using this episode. So collector's editions first. So collector's editions are going to often be numbered, limited print runs, high production value. So we're talking edges, art, foil. These are also going to end up being like your signing exclusives. Collector's editions tend to be in like Alumacrate or Fairy Loot or, I don't know, any of the book Eternal boxes. Embers. Well, any of the book boxes that Amanda subscribes to.
Well, any of the book boxes that do like special Amanda covers for. Oh, she knows.
Go, Amanda. Happen. I pushed you down there. I didn't even throw her. I like totally pushed her.
She was would be expecting that anyway, even if she was here.
Like Blush Book. Book box would be an exclusive collector's edition. It just means that Bookish Box is another one. I think
well, Fairy but it has Loot to be a business. Special edition for it because, like, romance. Wait, the one that does the trope ones.
Romance Reveal.
Yes, like they don't do special editions; they only do signed ones. So that, like, not every book box is a collector's edition.
Yeah,
but a lot are.
Kickstarters like would bindery. Be special edition.
Those except are definitely collectors.
Sometimes on the collector's edition, if Book Cover Snobs is another one that does an exclusive cover with exclusive edges and foiling.
Mm-hmm.
Collector's editions from Kickstarter, it really just depends on the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's not anything special, and it could also be the same. And this is going to, I don't know. I'm going to sound kind of mean a little bit. I think sometimes the signing exclusives are the same as the Kickstarter ones.
Like, I think it depends, but yeah, sometimes.
So.
Well, that's the thing about Kickstarter, right? Like you can set whatever you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As.
Well, I know that there are a couple authors out there that use Kickstarter to help fund their audiobooks.
Yeah.
So if they do that and then they have like a small, they might do their book, but not over the top fancy. Or if it is over the top fancy, it's one that they've already designed and set and printed for like a signing.
Can I just go on my first tangent of this topic?
Go for
have
it.
Have fun.
Yes.
So like this is where I get like particularly annoyed with some of my favorite authors, like Brittany Shaheen. She did the Kickstarter for what was it, book 8 of her series. And then she went back and she did like very limited special edition like leather bound releases in the same style for the rest of the books, but like they're only singular run. Like you can't just order them all at once. So like I've got a couple of them. But, like, I'm really annoyed because I won't get book 8 because at the time the Kickstarter came out, I was, like...
Not on book 8.
No, I was, like, I'm not going to do special editions. Of course I'm going to freaking do special editions. Like, who am I kidding? So I was, like, no, I'm not. And then I was, like, well, maybe one will go on sale. No, they never go on sale. Nobody's getting rid of them because they're so limited. And then, like, I have, I think, 1, 3, 4... But not too much because like they sold so fast, some of them, and like you have to sign up for a wait list to get on the rest. So like, I just think if you're going to do a Kickstarter, you need to do the whole series,
all at once.
The whole series option because like I'm really annoyed about this. Like I really love the special editions and I really want like consistency with the series and I really like this series, so I really want all of them. But like at the same time. Like it'll be 8 freaking years before they all come out.
Well, like really. I appreciate Catherine Cowell on her website. She has a pre-order. She did the whole series, so they all match. They're all there, ready to go together. You just have to go and order them. Remember to order
the first one back. When she released the pre-order for the second one, she did the pre-order for the first one like a year and a half ago. Did those, told everyone, wait, don't buy these secondhand. I'm going to bring them back when I do the pre-order. Mm-hmm. So like she told people in advance that like when she does the pre-order for the next series, that she's going to bring the first one back. Love that. Do more. Yeah. And they're affordable. Like they're relatively affordable for a full series too.
Yeah. And I mean, I love a collector's edition. We know because there are certain titles in my collection that I have multiple copies of the same title. Yeah. One of the people that I love that does collector's editions herself is Kylie Kent.
Yes.
because like she did her Mother's Day exclusive, but the pre-order was up for like 6 months. And you could order it. And then, I mean, she was very clear. She's like, last run, if you haven't got it, this is your last. Like, she's so great at communicating how limited it's going to be or what the time frame it'll be available. And her special editions kick ass every time.
And I will say, though, with her special editions, like, you know how some authors say they're signing exclusive, but then after the signing, like, anybody can buy it? Mm-hmm. Like, Kylie Kent does a specific number of, like, she does the pre-order, and then she, I think she orders maybe, like, a small amount over for, like, damage purposes. And so, like, after the signing, like, she'll have maybe, like, a handful of copies that you can buy from her store. But once they're gone, they're gone.
The thing that's interesting about that is I know that Melanie Harlow, when her Cloverleaf Farms was blowing up back in 2022, 2023, she went to, like, Windy in the City and sold, had, like, a Windy in the, or a Book Bonanza exclusive.
Yeah. For there were those a lot of books. Authors that did that year.
And it blew up and people were buying them and turning around that night in the hotel and selling them. And so because that really bothered her, she decided to, she was very clear. She went into her reader group. She sent a newsletter, said, do not buy these secondhand. Yeah. I promise to have these covers available on my website. I will give you plenty of time to order. They'll be available, which I think is really great, especially when you have like super popular author like that. Now, not all the book boxes can do that, but if it's an indie book that you're indie publishing, doing an indie book run on, also that resale and the author does not see any of that resale money, right? So if the author,
but that's super shady that you buy a book at a sign and then like resell it like within hours like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a problem with reselling like later, like you hold on to it, you change your mind, you decide to sell it. But it's like if you're buying it specifically to resell it, like I have some issues with that.
Yeah.
It's like a ticket scalper.
Yes. It's obnoxious.
So we have collector's editions. Those are going to, we know from the beginning that that is a small amount, limited run.
Yeah.
Special edition can be as simple as it's going to be a little less special, like a signing, you know, exclusive. They'll have enough to fill the orders, or maybe it's an alternate cover.
Yeah.
It's just a little more out there. Like, and this is really, I feel like, a newer thing, the alternate cover thing. Although, I mean, I'm not mad. Like, Krista Sandor has these alternate covers of her new...
For Dixon?
No, for the card, Starry Car Creek. Card Creek series. She has these new alternate covers that...
Well, but you figure a lot of it started because people were having, like, conniptions about... So, like, man covers everywhere. And it's like, I can't read romance in public because people see my cover. Like, and so a lot of authors started pandering to these people who, like, refuse to buy a paperback, which, I mean, if you're already reading on an e-reader, why are you reading a paperback? Because I like my paperbacks, but I don't read that shit. But, like, a lot of it is because authors were like, people are not buying my books because it has this style of cover. So they are ponying up extra money to create a second cover for paperbacks. Like, because if you really look, a lot of books now, like ebooks are one cover, paperbacks are a different cover.
Yeah. And it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive. It was really interesting. One of our clients, Quinn East, we just launched her debut.
Yeah.
And the people that made comments about, I don't usually love people on my covers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? People bother you that much?
But people have been on covers since the 80s. Like when Fabio was in 70s. His like, heyday.
Since the 70s.
Well, yeah, I mean, the 70s. But like when Fabio in his heyday, like that dude was on like every romance cover like written for probably like 3 years straight.
And people talk about it now, but like technically the golden era of romance was from 1984 to 2004. That is when romance was the height of sales. It took more shelf space than any other genre. It sold more books than any other genre. Like, that was the golden heyday of romance. And it, I always crack up because, so somebody here says, what about different sizes and stuff like that? You all that get so crazy when a cover changes mid-series have no idea. Have no idea.
I mean, I get mad about it, but because I have experienced the cover change.
In the 90s, when I was starting to read it and, you know, mass markets and stuff like that, every print run had a different cover.
Well, and that was across, like, publishing in general, too. Like, that wasn't even just romance-centric. That was all publishing.
Yeah. Like, y'all getting crazy about cover changes? I know. Lindsay's going to go. I see her working up for it. They just got to let it go. You're lucky that you even get similar covers.
I'm actually less irritated about this than I was before because sometimes I really like the read on covers. Like the Krista Sandors are all so cute. I'm like, girl, you never, like, you needed to give like somebody a little heads up so that I could like financially prepared to buy all of them at once. Like,
sorry, Lindsay, though, we did not give you the heads up because Beck and I knew about that.
She's been sending us emails.
Well, how would you have known that? I would have thought every single one was so freaking cute.
They're so cute.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like,
but those are books that were done when she recovered them. Like, that series was finished.
And
it wasn't mid series.
I think they're really, like, I think they're really cute. I like the original covers. Like, I like her People covers. But, like, her new Not Your Average Vixen is just really cute. And it, like,
freaking awesome.
I don't know. They're all so, like, the.
I have that in the stack.
Starry Card Creek.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cute.
So cute. So one of the things is, and we kind of talk about this, there's variations. So we have, romance has started to do something that comic books has done for a bazillion years. And these are cover variants.
Yeah.
So we will have a Barnes & Noble exclusive cover. We will have an indie bookstore exclusive cover. We'll have a Walmart exclusive character art inside, or the edges will be different, or a color change on something. Variant covers is something that publishing has done, especially in comic books, has done for a very long time. It's not something romance has done. They're just starting to do it. And part of the, and with that, we get sprayed edges, some in different colors, some with patterns and characters on the side. And part of the reason that they have to do that right now is because they are looking at people and saying, hey, you probably bought this as an indie book because the majority of romance that's being printed right now were already printed once as indie releases. Publishing needs to tantalize the reader to either trick them to think that maybe I haven't read this book, or two, why would you rebuy a second book of a book that you've already bought at least once?
Yeah.
And there are times that I do go through like Walmart and I'll see a book and I'll think, did I buy that book?
The answer is probably yes.
The answer is probably yes. And sometimes, you know, I'll multiple order like several books from an author.
And then get an email and be like, no, that's on purpose.
No, that's on purpose. But I mean, so that's part of these deluxe editions that we're seeing, because that's what they're calling them. Anything with a sprayed edge or character art in the front, they're calling those the deluxe editions. And some of us are a fool for them and some of us aren't.
I've become very good at not succumbing to those.
Well, I'll say, like,
you have way more like self-control than the rest of us when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like,
I didn't rebuy the Maggie Gates. I don't love that series
I don't like the new
anyway,
cover though.
but that new cover's ugly.
I hate it. I'm like, every time you guys show your new books, I'm like, I hate myself for being so responsible.
Well, one of us has to be.
I mean, Jenny borderlines
Well,
responsibility.
okay,
Like,
like
she'll
you guys
succumb every
got.
once in a while, but mostly she
It
is
depends on
responsible.
who it is.
Like, so,
It
like, part of my
does.
problem, I think, is like how I, like, we talked about this a while ago, and you guys, I think, started to like try my method, and then you were like, no, this works too good. We're not doing this anymore.
Oh, I didn't even try.
I added the
I do,
shop
and
app
it's
to
now
my
all
phone.
Maggie
Oh, I have the shop
Tush.
app on my phone now, and like all my Amazon packages are like, it's arriving now. I'm like,
I
I didn't
hate
need to know
that.
that.
Yeah, well, I track all that, and because I look at it before I make purchases, I'm like, nope, too
But
many boxes.
I buy like probably 60% of our house stuff like on Amazon. So like I think that's why I just add it to my cart that I'm already
Oh,
buying.
so
Well, I
like it's
don't.
in another shipment with like a toilet paper or something.
Yes, like
I
they all
don't
come
buy.
together. Like when the dog food shows up, sometimes there's a book in there.
That's nice. Is your book destroyed like half the time?
No, I've been very lucky. I think I've only gotten two books from Amazon that were jacked up and they
Oh
replaced
yeah,
them.
well, I don't order my books from Amazon because like many times I have ordered the like the max number of replacement and they've all come damaged. Like I don't know what they're doing to them here. And then I've just had to like send them back and like it's not just once. It's like oh, it's guaranteed every time I order a book from Amazon. Even when you order multiple books, like Amazon, even when you say like less packaging, send them all together, Amazon's like, no, you clearly want one package per book.
Yeah, I haven't had that issue. I've been very lucky though.
Okay, it is shocking to me, and we talked about this a little bit last weekend. People are out there buying these like deluxe editions and actually reading the paperbacks.
There are people that actually read paperbacks.
I
Like,
don't
they like
know.
to read a paperback.
I started a new project where I'm actually going to read a lot of my books that I've bought. So I've actually planned to
Lindsay,
start doing
I would like you to
Wait,
take a video of you
why?
cracking the
Oh,
spines
please
and
don't do that.
sending
Oh my God, no.
them to Leah. Be like,
No,
just on the
no.
shelf, and I forget I have them and I want to enjoy them. You only
But
live
they're so
once.
pretty.
Yeah,
You don't need to like take them down
I do because then I get to use the key.
unless you
You can
move,
just
and
take
then
them
you get to
down.
move
That I
them.
got from.
Just smell.
That's so
Isn't
cute.
that cute? It's a Hello Lovely exclusive. Like, isn't that cute? But you could just take it off the shelf, smell it, and then be a book sniffer, and then just let it go.
Yeah, don't
You
open
sent me the
it.
cute little sushi book bow that Sid made, and I love that thing. And you
Yeah.
know what? It works. My books are still pristine. And I
I don't know if I
realized, like,
trust that.
looking
People like
slowly at my books
going
for
like
a
this at the
few days.
bookshop and like opening stuff, and I'm
Oh,
like,
oh.
oh, what are you doing?
Have
Don't
you
those.
seen the ones where they do it in like sec segments, but it's like supposedly it doesn't crack the spine, but it's like they
That's a
work.
lie. It cracks the
Well, I'm sure it cracks the spine, but every time I come across one of those, like I watch it because I just can't not. But then I'm like, why would you hurt your books like that? They have feelings too.
Your books have feelings.
Oh my God, I feel like book, like the ASMR that is just like cracking open a book and hearing like the
Oh,
spine crack. Like, I feel like that would be
no.
a nightmare.
Okay, let's move on.
So one of the things that we talk a lot about is the resale stuff. We've talked quite a bit about that. Hold on. And where we get our books. Do you think that the resale boom is destroying the joy of collecting books?
No, that is how I get my collector's editions and my fancy books is through resale. I wait until some poor unfortunate soul in Mercari is like, you've had this in your book cart for 6 months now, and I've offered you 3,000 discounts. And I got a whole I actually like completed my Britney, one of my Brittany Shaheen series that way because I was missing two books or whatever. And I, or I'd done something to the book. I can't remember what happened, but I needed two books. And I was like, oh, I can just get the whole series for $27 shipped, including tax. He'll
God.
do that, and then I gave a bunch away.
So one of the things for me is I love to go to Book Outlet, which Book Outlet, I love Book Outlet for two reasons, and I blame Gloria. Book Outlet is Gloria's fault. She's the one who said to me, "Hey, have you seen anything in the $5.99 Book Outlet sale that you think I should buy?" And I'm like, "Hold the phone, sister. There's a $5.99 book sale somewhere. What?"
Online.
And she's like, it's for the summer. It's like their summer sale. And I'm like, say less. Say less and watch me go. So Book Outlet to me though is fascinating because people don't realize what exactly Book Outlet is.
We like
And
to troll it.
I like to troll it in a way because it's actually really good data to see what books are being overprinted and sent to retailers and that aren't selling. So I did a Substack recently about how publishing would define a flop and can a book be a flop in publishing? And I used the Summer in the City book as an example because it had different variant edges, covers, and casings at different retailers. And I mean, they made this big push for this book at the beginning of the year, or I guess it was April or May. And now you can find all those variant edges on Book Outlet. And even like Melanie Harlow, she had specific blue sprayed edges with the lipstick for her Runaway Love book. And I felt like everyone was clamoring for that at Target. There is tons of them for sale over on Book Outlet. So for me, it's very interesting to look at what books did you overprint, what books did you overhype, and then the buyers just didn't show up for. So, that's really fascinating to me. And I know that a lot of indie authors are feeling left out of the sprayed edges trend. They are seeing a decrease in their own paperback sales. So one of the things, and I think Zoe York is who kind of brought, she had seen it somewhere and she brought it forward, where they can do this edge printing design in vellum.
It's not, I don't think it's in vellum. It's a separate site.
I think it's in vellum.
There might be something in vellum, but
So they can
I
then
haven't actually looked at my vellum since I did the
So
update.
they can create this design on the edges that then when the book prints and is closed, you can see the
Gotcha.
design. Lauren Rowe did this, the latest Natasha Madison release, not the Christmas one, but her hockey one. She had a special edition that did that. I bought the Lauren Rowe ones because I thought, oh my God, she said sprayed edges. They had the flowers. I thought this is going to be really cool. It's really, and it could be her coloring. I don't know. They were very
Underwhelming.
diluted. The color was very like soft. It was very underwhelming. It looked kind of janky. I didn't love it as much as I thought I would, so I haven't bought another one. But I know that they're like Zoe York has one where her edges are like plaid and stuff like that. No, Bonnie, with the edge printing, it does print through Amazon. It's not a sprayed edge, it's a digital print because you can buy Natasha Madison's new one on
Well,
Amazon.
and Janice Whitaker, her rugby one, she used a separate program where you can like upload the images and then you can attach it to your PDF. She's using it it was the last book, the Fallout,
Yeah.
Fall Up, Fall Something. The Fall Guy is the name of it.
But
I get there
like,
eventually.
so Natasha Madison, maybe her paperback would have been $16.99 on Amazon. If you want the one with these digital print edges, it's $30. So that is a way that some indies are trying to get that edge, the edge
That's
money,
interesting.
the edging money. I don't know what else to call it now. That's all I
I
can think
wondered,
about.
yeah.
That's a little too much for an edge.
It's, I mean, a whole extra $15 for some edging? Like,
Yeah, like I would,
some
I
people
mean,
like a good edge.
some people do like a good
I
edge.
need it to be hard covered.
You need a hard cover with your edge.
If it's gonna be $30.
Well, and let's be so for real. Like, we're all okay collecting books right now, but as we keep moving farther into this economy right now, I'm being so much more pickier about where I'm spending books, and what books I'm buying. Like, I canceled a ton. I had a bunch of pre-orders up on Amazon. I canceled them.
Yeah, I did
I
too.
honest for real, like, I was like, there's no way I can't justify this right now. Like, $17.99 for a book. I mean, not when you have like a $500 freaking electric bill or $700 grocery bill. So,
Well, we don't need to talk about the grocery bill.
I don't even have teenage boys and I'm complaining about a grocery bill, right? But I'm just saying, like, I do think the boom of the edges is going to slow, though.
Well, because it's not as difficult for them to get it. And I think that's the big thing. 'Cause like Kylie Kent, all of her books like have a printed edge now, but she actually bought, like she had shared on her website and on her stories, like they bought a special printer
So
to
did Willow
do.
Winters.
Well, and Willow has like the binding and all that stuff too. Like they basically have a whole shop in the garage. Like the only
Well,
thing
no,
they
she bought a
don't do is,
building now.
well, yeah, but the only thing they don't do is print the actual books, but like they get the hardcovers without the covers on. So like they attach the covers and all that stuff. But yeah, so Kylie Kent, like she bought a printer like to do the edges herself.
To spray the edges herself and stuff.
No, it's not a spray, it's an actual print. It prints
Oh.
onto the edge of the book.
Okay. But it's the same technique that they use to spray the edges.
It is, yes, this the same idea, yes.
It's not like when Amy Award, we bought sprayed edges from her at one of the signings. That was just like cream or airbrushing paint onto the.
Yeah, not like that.
Kylie got a whole machine that does the
Yes.
spraying and
Yeah, and like
stencils.
upload like you upload your file of like the design that you want and
Yeah, the computer
so.
does it and stuff. But I do think publishing, because of the markup, either are going to have to raise the base price of books or it's just going to stop. And part of that reason it has to stop is people don't realize these sprayed edge campaign books are printed months in advance and they're
A lot of
not
times, yeah.
printed in the States. Like, that was part of the problem. People were complaining when Iron Flame, the second book in Rebecca Yarros' series, they were complaining about some of the color variants in the edges or different things. And part of the problem was they had to outsource to a printer in Italy, which was not the same printer that did the first round of books, because they had to move up their timeline. So they had to, find other printers that could do the sprayed edges. So I think that with tariffs and the way things are going, book prices are just going to go up. And I don't imagine, I mean, we all know these big box stores are not going to give up their profits. So their discount on books is not going to necessarily continue to stick around. Okay, well, that was a bummer. So let's talk about something else now. What is your weak spot for books? What exactly does the collector's or special edition have to have in order for you to be like, buy now? Is it foil? Is it sprayed edges? Is it a specific
I mean, it
designer?
depends on the author, what I'm willing to
Ready?
like say yes to. Like if it's an author I love, like no matter what, like I'll typically just buy a sprayed like a special cover just because I can. But like, was it you or was it Amanda that sent us the Catherine Cowles ombre tattered and torn?
Me.
Yeah. They're purple ombre people. I bought the shit out of that within like 5 minutes. Because one, I love that series and I love an ombre.
Stacy says a map, and I should pull
I do
it.
like a good map.
I got book mail earlier this week for Lauren Blakely's latest book, and the inside of the box is the map of her small town. Like
Yeah, that's
the
really nice.
mailer
Cool.
that, yeah. So pretty. Lindsay, what's your trigger that you must buy?
It's rare. It's got to be like circumstantially a series that I really like or an author I really like a lot. And it's got to be like, there's got to be a wow factor to it and something to justify the price point. Because, like, a lot of these special edition series, like, the starting point for them is $120 plus shipping. So, like, that's a lot. And there's so many. I just don't wind up buying them anymore because like there's always so many. And it's like I could justify maybe two special edition sets a year or a quarter, just because of like the price point on them. But like by the time they come out, it's like I'll give you an example. The After Dark Melanie Harlow. I really wanted the Cloverleaf Farms After Dark Melanie Harlow. It won't be shipping until next year. And it won't be shipping until next year. So it's like well after the 30 days or whatever, the 60 days, 90 days you have, whatever it is in your credit card to like challenge the purpose. So that's like one, not very secure. Like if I was buying direct from an author, it's different because like they usually either have them on hand or it's a pre-order or it's like somebody like Catherine Cowles who like always goes above and beyond in their delivery. But like a lot of the book boxes, I have not had great experiences with some of the books that I've gotten. I had one example is like I bought from Melanie Harlow like the first special edition set she did, and she was like, all purchases are final, like they didn't even check the books that they sent out. Like every single book I received was damaged in some way. And I was so mad because it was like $100 for the series. And like they fixed it. It was fine. Like they had me send it back and they fixed it and they covered like shipping and everything. But it was like so much extra hassle on top. And that's happened two or three times. So it's just like I've gotten so picky with it because I've not had great experiences. It's very expensive. I will tell you, I wound up buying all four of the special edition Elizabeth O'Rourke books that she did herself. I was initially just gonna get one, and then I got all of them because I was like, this is cheaper. And they're also pretty and like I am head over heels for those books. Like they have the really bright sprayed edges. They have like really gorgeous dust jackets that are reversible. And then it's got like really pretty foiled edging on the hard covers and like just a foil outline cover. And those are really great. But like for me,
There's a whole bookstore. There's a whole
place and then
bookstore I
time
won't
I have
buy
to
from.
wait because it's I have to spend money now and I won't get it a lot of times for like 6 months,
No, you're not wrong.
and they
Well,
hardly ever deliver. So, like, what I do is I wait until they have
overstock sale.
the overstock sale, or like I'll get them later on Mercari if they go cheap enough, because I'll get them way cheaper than they sold for.
Well, I mean, there's a whole bookstore I will not order from. And I think they've actually banned me from ordering from them because I didn't give them a kind review. But
Oh, yeah.
their books, everything was messed up. Like the one book, the special one special edition
It
was missing like six chapters because she
wasn't that
didn't.
the one that was like up, wasn't it backwards too?
Yeah,
Wild.
there's been some that were backwards or they missed a book.
It was like three
Which I
books in
will
the one box,
say,
and all three of them
but
had something different.
there are times where you get those from the printer like that, but you have to look at the books before you send them. So it's like, yeah, like, and that's the thing, they blame the printer. It's like, I understand it's the printer, but you didn't look at the damn book before you put it in the
I mean, there's
box.
like, so yeah, there's a whole bookstore that does tons of cute special editions. I see them all the time. But, and the other thing that's really interesting too is books you think will have resale value,
Don't.
they don't. Not at all. I have a special Eyes on Me from Sarah Kate from the Last Chapter Bookshop. I went online and I looked. They're selling it for 20, people are selling it for $20. And I'm like, okay, it can just sit in the bucket under my bed.
That's how I am. I'm like, I will wait these people out. Like, you listing this for
Yeah.
$300 right now, I will wait you out until it is $65.
That is so funny.
It's a fun game because, like, is yeah, especially if you put it in your cart and then they're like, hey,
You're like, hey, no. Yeah, that's how I got the funny feelings. I just had it in my cart, Mercari Forever, and like everybody was buying it like when it got to like $37, and I think I got mine for like $35 shipped, which I think if you bought it from the Bookish box, that one in particular, it was $42, including shipping, and I was like, yay, I saved like $5, but I was miserable with envy for like 3 months.
Jenny, do you have a like trigger that you're like, okay, I'm buying it, other than Penny Read? We all know you don't have to talk about
Yes. I mean,
that.
Penny Read is definitely up there. It usually, like, I have to be able to get the whole series and matching books. Like, if you're
Yeah, I
just gonna,
hate when they do a first in series special edition and then nothing else. That drives me bananas.
Right, because I actually bought like a first in series from Cambria Herbert that was like she just did the one, but then she ended up doing the other seven, and they all match now.
Well, I wonder if it was
So,
a case where she was testing out the market to see if it was worth it.
yeah, it's interesting because like it, because she's also doing another like special edition of the same first book because it's the 10th anniversary in January, and I'm like, so I'm like, no, I don't, because like I have the whole series matching now. Like, I do not need a hardcover. I don't need it.
Yeah, fair.
But you also know not to ask us when that comes out.
Yes, I do. Like, I just tell myself, you're fine. You're gonna
Don't
be
need it.
okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna channel Lindsay.
Yes.
So, real quick before we go to the next thing, places that you can buy books that we've had success. I just did a Substack of all the places online where you can find resale for books or get a good deal on a book. Because, you know, we all gotta keep the economy in mind. So you can find that over on our Substack, but Pango Books, Reader to Reader, it is an indie romance gold mine. Every once in a while they've already been read, but one of the great things I found in Pango is, especially if it's an out of print cover, I've had a lot of luck finding them there for way
Same.
less than in any of the Facebook groups, like way less, because somebody's cleaning out their shelf and don't realize what they have. Mercari, they're great for the collector's editions, the signed. So, the only thing I hate about Mercari is you have to be really specific on what you're searching for. Use words like collector edition, special edition, so that you get those kinds of things, or the specific book box. So, like, the Funny Feelings book that Lindsay got, like that was from a very specific book box. Make sure that you type in that book box name in the search so that you can get the one you want. I already mentioned it, but Book Outlet, particularly if you're just in it for like a book trophy for you're never going to read. Because Book Outlet will have, you might have a red dot marker on the bottom of the book, or it could still have stickers on it from retailers. It just
Yeah,
depends.
because I just got like the sprayed edges for the one A.L. Jackson series, and there's a black dot on the top of it.
So
But
what
I
that
mean,
that's how they track that this was in a retail space and it's being shipped to where back to warehouse for return.
But I'm fine with that because
Yeah.
I'm just gonna put it paper out anyway. So
Right. We're going
it's
to
just
put it
going on the
edges
show.
out because we like the edges.
I do like the edges.
Makari, it is nice. You can negotiate. And there is buyer protection with Makari. Thrift books. So thrift books is going to be used. This is
sometimes well used.
Well,
yes.
So I didn't realize this. Thrift books is actually an outlet that a lot of libraries use when they garden their collections. They will then send them to thrift books. And that's a way that they get a second source income, particularly if it's not a community that does the like the library
the
sales.
Sale.
Yeah.
Which my library has one coming this weekend. And I'm actually like debating, do I join the Friends of the Library so I can go Thursday night?
Yes. Yes, you do.
I mean, I'm surprised I'm not a friend of the library already. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
I
why
am
am I not already?
Because it's probably not that much, Becky.
It's literally $20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should just do it. It supports your local library.
It is.
Exactly.
I should just do it. Facebook Marketplace. There are sales groups on Facebook. I sometimes have luck here, sometimes not. People will sell their whole collections. Some people love their books, though, and they want like $10 for a red book from Walmart. That was probably $14.99. And it looks good, but sister, I'm not paying that. I'll just wait till it goes to Book Outlet and get it brand spanking new. And then Hidden Gems or A Books, eBay, and Better World Books that you might find rare international copies and stuff on. So those are also places you can buy books. Is there anything else we need to talk about with special editions, deluxe editions, or collector's editions that we did not hit on? Other than don't show Lindsay your special editions, she gets jealous.
Okay, but I'm also like so bad because I'm like, yes, get them. I want to be jealous. Like, I want you to get them. Show me all the details of it and then make me crazy jealous. Like, I do this to myself.
Well, but also,
it is
too,
100% my personal choice.
But I think you use it as like, if they get it and it's really awesome in person, then I'm going to search for it. Like, I don't want to. You guinea pig us, Lindsay.
I do. I definitely do.
I don't know how I feel about this. Lindsay's
going to
buy
them.
We're buying them anyway, so it doesn't
matter. Sometimes I lose my mind. Like, if anybody gets these Penny Reed Winston Brothers books that were 700 some dollars, like, I'm going to probably low-key hate you.
Yeah, I couldn't afford those.
No, I couldn't either, but they were so
the vegan
really
leather.
Pretty,
yeah.
So pretty. And they were green. Green is my favorite color. Like, so like,
green is her favorite
time,
color.
I would be like, I really hate you. But at the same time, like, tell me every detail about this book because
like
fan
it out
never
for me.
Experienced it otherwise.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But then, yeah, 100%. I'm like, oh, I'm immediately going to go search for this and find it secondhand. Or, like, a lot of times, like, they'll have scratch and dent versions because, like, a lot of the book boxes will do, like, they'll order extra just to cover. And then they'll have, like, scratch and dent versions. So, like, with
Which a lot of times, like, the damaged one is not damaged at all. It's, like, a little, like, dent in something.
No, I got a whole collection from who did the whatever the company was that did the whole that whole Anna Hackett
series? Pretty Little Words.
Yeah, Pretty Little Words. Their sales are crazy. Like, they sell.
Yes, but they take sometimes 18 million months to ship the book.
They take
for
forever
shipping,
to ship them.
Forever
they take
to
forever
ship.
To ship things, and that drives me crazy. But I got like a whole series of books for like $60 on paperbacks, and they were like very damaged.
But they were
and
in great shape.
They were perfect. I was like, what damage?
Yeah, I've ordered a couple. I mean, I ordered the Anna Hackett ones from them, but then I've ordered a couple other times from them. And the books are always really nice and great condition, but the shipping takes forever. Which I
so
will
annoying.
Say they do update it on the website, but it still takes forever.
Not well.
Not
okay.
Cover to cover.
So
they do really good discounts too. Yeah, so like sometimes directly you just wait forever for
Just
them to come out with
wait
the
for the
new
overstock.
Have some patience. It's just not my strong
Life
suit.
short, buy the book if you can. That's what we say. And we don't talk about iced out. We don't talk about that. Okay, guess what time it is?
It's that time
It's that time.
for book
Book of
of
the
the
week. Book of the week. Jenny.
week. Yay.
Okay, Leah, what's your book of the week?
My book of the week is Scorn Beauty by Victoria Page. This is the last book in her, I can't think of this, it's the Scorn Something series, but this is Dom and Sloane's book. They have like a agreement of sexual like benefits, but then things blow up. And I will say Victoria Page, she loves like there's like the whole premise of this series is the males in the family are obsessive, and like when they meet their person, they're very obsessed, and like they but they fuck up and they fuck up big, but then they grovel for like 60% of the book, and it's delightful. I love a good grovel. But yeah, it's great. So Sloane is in nursing school, but she's a cleaner for the mob that she got into like kind of by accident, and so she's a very layered person, and she I just really enjoyed this series a lot.
Okay. Jenny, what's your book of the week?
So reading it's hard right now, but so I'm listening to the audiobook of The Library Book by Susan Orlean, and it like starts with the fire at the Los Angeles Public Library in like 1986, and then she kind of does a history of how the library came to be, and it's very intriguing.
Fascinating.
Yes.
Yeah. I went down that rabbit hole for Andrew Carnegie's Personal Librarian. Like
Oh
she was fascinating.
yeah, like the people that work in the library.
Yeah. Anyway, Lindsay, what's your book of the week?
So I'm doing an interesting project that's very related to this. I was telling you guys about it before, where I'm actually like starting to read the books that I physically own.
Yes.
Yes.
So like some of them are books I haven't read in forever. So I've been rereading. I did Elizabeth O'Rourke's The Summer We Fell, and like her book, because I like Amanda was asking about the series recently, and I was like, I liked it, but I can't tell you anything about it because it's been forever since I read them. But I actually have like physical copies of them. So like I reread that one, and it was not, I don't remember what I don't remember reading it, but I guess I liked it enough to buy it.
Is that the one we read, Jenny?
That's the one that I like.
But
We read the second book, but the first book, The Summer I Fell, I got like halfway through and I'm like, I don't think I'm reading the right book, and I think I've already read this book. So maybe it's just the book. Maybe like
mean,
yeah.
we've all done that though, where we have
Yes.
like picked up a
Because
book and
well,
started
Becky
reading
was
it.
saying something and I was like, I am not reading the same book. Oh,
Maybe I should
yeah.
check my title.
Yeah.
But it's so messy. It's like the horror, like they're horribly traumatized people.
She
Lots
likes a
of
messy
religious
book,
trauma.
though.
Lots
Yeah,
of
she
like,
does.
she really does. She throws a lot of like in relationships with other people. And then like this one actually has cheating. Lots of cheating. But like she's messy, but in a way where like she writes books where it's like there's like a soulmate type quality to them where it's like inevitable. But it's so messy to get there. And I'm just always like so engrossed in her books. Even though, like, I think if they were done by any other author or any other way, like, I probably wouldn't like them.
Probably.
Like, new series, I'm not like the biggest fan of, but I like this one a lot.
Okay.
Bet.
My book of the week, it doesn't come out till the end of the month,
Nope.
but it had an
And
arc.
it's like November 2nd.
I know,
It comes out the 25th, and we have a spotlight for her coming out
do
as
we?
well. We
Okay.
do. Already recorded and ready to roll.
All superheroes need photo ops by Elizabeth Stevenson.
Stevens.
Sorry. This book was so joyful. It had me kicking my feet. I loved it.
Such an asshole.
Guys.
Right? I'm really mad.
He is feral, morally questionable, devastatingly hot male main character. It expands this world, like what we got in Superheroes Need PR. What we got in this one was phenomenal. Like, she expands the world. You really get to know what's happening. There is more spice in this book.
You get more details of, like, how they came to be as well.
Really great romance. The aliens are reckless. And I love them. I was not okay that this is done. I'm a little sad that I've already read this. I'm excited when the audio comes out because I will be listening to this. It's just so good.
We talked about the audio a little bit in the spotlight, and she's very excited about the choices.
Yeah. It's really well done.
Set it up for another.
Yeah, she did get signed. So originally this was a 2-book deal, and they just announced, I want to say last month, that it was in Publishers Weekly.
No, it was only like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Well, that was still last month. This is November. That was October. last month, they announced that she got an additional 2 more books.
Yeah.
And Montlake is very interested in potentially like leading this series out. So, and she actually is going to get a print run on this second book. So you might see it in stores, at minimum indie bookstores. So, which is exciting.
Disappointed if we got all 48.
All 48? No, I would not be sad.
We did talk to her about that too.
So,
I mean, I think we just need to bully everyone we know into reading these books so we keep getting
so
more.
Good. Like, the world in which she created is just so intricate and wonderful. And yeah, I can't wait for you guys to hear the interview with her. It was very good.
Patreon update. Thank you so much to all our Patreons. Thank you for supporting us over on Patreon. I am working on getting the monthly stuff together for like those that are celebrating anniversaries, and I need to order my, for everybody that's hitting their 5-year, I'm working on a design for a special gift for all those people. So stay tuned, I will update us as we get closer and I figure things out. I just need life and people to stop breaking things.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You know, we got Heather breaking things. We got Sydney now breaking things. People need to stop. We didn't really talk about any specific books, did we? If you want links to where you should shop to buy books, you can find a list over on our website. I will link it in our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Don't forget to join us here Wednesday for our next Sip and Discuss title, which is the Zom Rom-Com. We'll be here Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow us on all our socials at Buzzing About Romance. And if you love this episode, leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Your support helps us keep bringing the romance to your earbuds every week. And we will be voting here pretty quick for what Christmas movies we're going to watch this year for our December. And then we've got some exciting stuff happening after the first of the year.
We do.
So stick around, people. It's going to be a good time. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out and joining us.
It's always fun.
Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.